The Baptists, the Anabaptists. They're all keeping a bunch of false man-made traditions. That track is specially for the Anabaptists. We didn't come out of the Anabaptists. But
where do you come from?
We come from Christ. There's only one way to serve Jesus Christ. It's in spirit and truth. And name any man-made religion that's been developed, and it's been what? Man-made. The Mennonites come from Menno, the Amish come from Jacob Amen, the Lutherans come from Luther, the Roman Catholics come from that corrupt Pope system, the Seventh-day Adventists come from Ellen White, the Mormons come from Moroni and Joseph Smith, all of these false man-made religious systems. And what we'd love to tell the Anabaptists is that most of you are focused on community and you're focused on Sunday church service, but Jesus said you must be born again. That has nothing to do with water baptism, that has nothing to do with church memberships. It's a new life. New heart and new mind because of it.
What's your name?
My name's James. This is Debbie. My wife, Debbie. And we travel the country, Polonic. We travel the country and we preach the gospel all over, and we're fair. We're calling out Roman Catholics. We're calling out the world. Mostly we're calling the people that name Christ. We judge. We're supposed to judge the people that name Christ. Paul says, do we judge them without? No, we judge them within, in 1 Corinthians 5. The world, we just preach the gospel to. But you're following a bunch of false traditions like Christmas and Easter. And Good Friday. You don't keep Christmas, Easter, or Good Friday? What are you, Amish or Mennonite? Or what are you?
Amish.
You're Amish, okay. So you're not from around here?
Yeah, north from here.
Okay, there's not many Amish here in Versailles, right? It's mostly,
no.
Yeah. How far north?
About probably 70 miles.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So
that's good. So that's good. So I don't know your group in particular, but what I like to teach people is that if you're not living your life to go and preach the gospel to the lost, you're really not keeping the commandments of God. And if you're not keeping the commandments of God, you're not loving God. And most Anabaptists have become very church-centered, very culture-centered, very community-centered. And the original Anabaptists, Menno and Jacob Amen, they were rabid to go and preach the gospel to people and risk their lives. Do you know any Anabaptists that do that today?
Go out and preach?
I don't. They all just do business and live in community. And when I ask Anabaptist men, they go, well, people can see us. I'm like, is this the gospel? No. Now, I know that your women cover their heads. Okay. But did you know that the Bible teaches that men are supposed to uncover their heads when they talk about the Word of God? You would never wear that in church, right? Okay. So if we talk about God, our heads should be uncovered. And then, you know, you would never let your wife walk around in pants, would you? Or your daughters. But yeah, did you know that the Bible teaches men of God that they're supposed to wear a tunic-like garment? Because in Genesis 3, God shed blood, killed an animal, and covered us. So for you to walk around and show off your private parts is unbiblical, just like your wife shouldn't be doing it. And God has a standard for that. And I teach you that. I teach you that so that you understand that there's much further to go in holiness and obedience than the Anabaptist faith. You have a lot of things right. You probably don't have a TV, right? Now, I have a phone, and I'll have men tell me, well, that's of the devil. You can't have a phone. Call me sometime. I'd love to talk to you.